And as I do, you will all realize that Christmas Eve is finally here. And so for most of us, that means that our Christmas presents are all bought and wrapped and waiting under the tree. But I'm wondering if there is anyone here who is still going to take advantage of the late night shopping and head out to buy a few more presents tonight. Possibly you're a present or two short, and so you think I might head out to complete my shopping list. Is there anyone here who fits that category? Yes, there is, because I know there are people like this around, because my brother-in-law is one of these. He believes that the few hours before of Christmas Eve is the best time to do Christmas shopping. He says, the shops are quiet, the Boxing Day advertising is already up, and so you can get a great deal. And there is plenty of parking. Now I say, he's crazy. But I want you to stop for a moment and think about presents, and I want you to think about the best present you've ever received. You might have to think back to last year, or maybe you need to go back a few more years to that, and try and think of a present that you would sort of consider the best present you've ever received. And I want you to think what impact that present has had on your life. How did it, or how has it, changed your life? See, giving and receiving gifts is a great thing that brings great joy to us. But if you're anything like me, you probably can't remember many of the gifts that you've received over the years. And they probably didn't really change your life that much. In fact, we oftentimes remember presents not because they're good, but because they are bad. My most memorable presents are presents like this, presents I wish I never received. As a 14-year-old boy in year 8, I received 2 presents that I can remember. One was a kite, and the other was deodorant. But the kite was a pink Little Mermaid kite, and the deodorant was a brand called Mum deodorant. Now, I don't want to destroy your hopes and dreams about presents that you might receive tomorrow, because presents are great, aren't they? They can be fun, and Christmas is a great time to give and receive gifts from each other. But the presents under the tree, will they be life-changing? Well, probably not. Fun? Yes. Enjoyable? Yes. Delicious? Possibly. But life-changing? Most likely not. And yet every year we do the same thing. We spend hours agonizing over what we should buy, don't we? We try and find the perfect present for our friends and family. We search for a present that will bring joy, bring comfort, and possibly meaning for those that we love. We look for just the right present, and this search continues year after year. Now, I thought it would be fun to play a game with you and just to see how good you are at finding the right present. Now, this game will come up on the screen in a second, and all you need to do is keep your eye on the present with the yellow ball in it. There's 3 rounds, and so you just have to keep an eye on the present and find out where it ends up. Let's play it now. So here we go. Here's the 3 presents. This is round 1. The yellow ball's in the middle one. Make sure you watch it. Keep an eye on it. Okay, which one has the present? Is it 1, 2, or 3? What do you reckon? It's 3! Well done, guys. All right, we have round 2. Here we go again. It's in the first one. Keep an eye on it. Where is it? Is it 1, 2, or 3? It's in 1. If If you got one, you're correct. You are the winner. Now, this is the third round and the final round. Let's see how you go. Keep an eye on it. Don't let me distract you. Which is it, 1, 2, or 3? It is 1. Well, guys, I'm wondering how you did with that. Can raise your hand if you got all 3 rounds. You got them correct. Well done. It looks like it was a bit too easy. But well done, guys, for finding the right present. Well, this evening, as we come to the Bible, God actually tells us, he speaks to us in his word, and he says that he will provide for us the perfect present. And he says that Jesus is the perfect gift that he is giving to the world, and that this gift is offered to everybody. And it's a gift that will certainly change your life forever. And this gift is Jesus. In the second Bible reading that Sienna read for us from Luke chapter 2, we hear how the angels told the shepherds about God's perfect gift. And then in Matthew, we read about how God doesn't just want us to hear about this gift. He wants us to actually find this gift. He wants to experience it for ourselves. And so here, we read about these wise men who go looking in search for God's gift. They wanted to see Jesus. They wanted to see the promised King, the Messiah. And so let's look at chapter 2, verse 1, the account of these wise men. Chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" Now, when we think about these wise men, most of the time the picture that comes to our mind for most of us is these three wise men or these three kings wearing their funny hats gathered around the manger with the animals and the baby Jesus in the manger, just like we see in the nativity scene. But kids, I wonder if you realized when this passage was read that they don't actually arrive on the night that Jesus was born. Not only that, there could have been a whole lot of them. We aren't told how many wise men there are. There could have been a whole caravan of donkeys or camels or horses that came, and with them a great number of wise men. But I think we possibly think of 3 because of the 3 gifts, don't we? So there was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. 3 gifts for a baby. But you might also realize that these gifts are a bit strange because they aren't really gifts suitable for a baby. In the same way that my Little Mermaid kite and my mum deodorant were not suitable for a 14-year-old boy, these gifts weren't suitable for a baby. They were intended for a king. And you might have noticed as well that these wise men, they didn't come to the stable, but rather in verse 11 it tells us that they came to the house and they saw the child, the boy, with Mary, his mother. Well, I enjoyed the video of the kids telling the Christmas story, and they did a pretty good job. But I'm confident that most of us here, if we were asked to sit down and tell the Christmas story, that we would get aspects of the story wrong too, even if we've heard it our whole lives. But see, God doesn't want us just to hear about this gift. He wants us to follow the examples of these wise men who heard about this gift and went looking for it, who wanted to see it for themselves. They weren't simply satisfied by knowing that God's promised king had been born. They wanted to know that king for themselves. See, God sent his son, his perfect gift, Jesus. But it's actually not until we know him personally that we understand that he is the only gift that will ever bring us complete joy and abundant love. He is the gift of true hope and certain peace. Jesus is the precious gift that we remember every Christmas. And Matthew actually writes down this account for us of these wise men to highlight that the baby is actually no ordinary baby. And if he's no ordinary baby, if he is the king of the world that every knee will one day bow to, that one day all nations will worship, then every person must decide if this gift is a gift worth receiving. In Matthew 2, verse 2, we read of how these wise men follow a star in search for God's gift. Now, I want you to stop and think for a moment what it might have been like for these wise men as they traveled for months and even years and saw this star in the sky. What would they have been expecting to see when they finally arrived at the place where the star had led them? Clearly, this star was a sign from God that this baby was a significant gift. And so they knew, regardless of where they found him, there was no question for these wise men that God's king is more important than any other king in all of history who had ever come before. And so, how did they respond when they finally laid eyes on God's precious gift of his son? Well, let's look at their response down in verse 11. Verse 11 says, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him." See, when we find God's gift, when we experience him for ourselves, the only response is to worship him. See, we may have heard about God's gift, but if we actually haven't found him for ourselves, then we may not know how to respond to this. And I wonder what your response has been to this gift. See, I believe at some point this Christmas, in the days or weeks after it, possibly you might be left feeling a little bit disappointed. See, even if you get exactly what you want for Christmas, exactly the right present, or if your family miraculously all get along better than you could have ever imagined, if all your hopes and dreams come true tomorrow, I still believe at some point, if you have not accepted the gift of Jesus, you will stop and think to yourself, is that all there is? Is that it? And that's because all these festivities, all of the giving and receiving of gifts, is in fact only a reflection of the festivity and the great gift that God gives us. See, there is only one gift that will satisfy. There is only one gift that brings us joy that lasts, that will fill the void that we all have in our lives, that will give us peace. In John 3:16, we read that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son as the best gift that we could ever receive, because in him we find eternal life. See, the glorious truth about Christmas is that Jesus came for everyone. He came for me and he came for you. He came for the fallen, the broken, for those who struggle to believe in him. He came for us all. We are all in desperate need of this gift because we are all in desperate need of a Savior. So after the hype around this time of year has come and gone, after the festivities are over, if you find yourself wondering, is that all there is? Is that it? Know that this gift of Jesus is not only offered at Christmas. God is waiting for you to receive his son. And so this Christmas, I would encourage you, instead of trying to find meaning in the giving and receiving of gifts that will never satisfy you, follow the wise men who looked for Jesus, and when they found him, they fell at his feet and worshiped him. This Christmas, as you give and receive gifts, remember that they are only a reflection of God's perfect gift, given at just the right time to save all who believe and who follow him, to bring hope, peace, and joy for all time. I thought it might be nice to spend a moment to consider God's perfect gift, and then I will pray for us.